I'm just going to practice one on you. It's kind of a practice poem because this is Dog is a Love from Hell. I'll read just a little touch of it. It's called Just Because. I know there are things you ain't supposed to do and will probably get you a good whipping if you're caught, but you'll do them anyway, just because, and for no other reason than just because, like you ain't supposed to play with matches, just because you can burn somebody's porch down or shoot marbles with a slingshot at a dog, just because you ain't, and you ain't supposed to tie two cats' tails together and toss them over a clothesline, and you ain't supposed to fart in church, and you ain't supposed to rob the poor box, and you ain't supposed to stick anyone in the eye with an umbrella, and you ain't supposed to make pipe bombs cause you might blow your fingers off, and you ain't supposed to stick bubble gum in anyone's hair or put crazy glue on a toilet seat or flush cherry bombs down the toilet, and you ain't supposed to tell lies, but if you have to lie, do it bold face and make sure it's a damn good one. And if you get caught red-handed, tell another one and make sure your head is hung down and mumble like you're really sorry even when you ain't. And you ain't supposed to swear unless you like eating soap. And you ain't supposed to hit your mother because when you die, your hands are going to come out of the grave and a dog will pee on it. And you ain't supposed to tell your sister to swallow a whole fizzy like it's a communion wafer, because if she does, her belly will swell up like she's going to have a baby and rumble like Mount Vesuvius. And purple stuff will come out of her nose because she'll be crying and blaming you for sure. And if you hide in a tree, your mom will find you and you will catch the switch. But it's something else to watch your mom climb a tree with a stick in her mouth when she's mad. Now, you want me to continue this? Listen, I just wanted to practice with you. Excuse me. With a stick in her mouth. And you ain't supposed to go swimming butt-ass in the river because you might drowned and be eaten by the fish, and you ain't supposed to throw anyone's tennis shoes, tennies in the toilet, and you ain't supposed to play hook from school or go downtown to shoplift, and you ain't supposed to steal cars or catch rats and put them in anyone's locker, and you ain't supposed to sass or mimic or put your palm up on a bus and have a pretty girl sit on your hand because she will sure enough get mad and think you goosed her, and she'll kick you in the shin and tattle, and nothing good will come out of that when someone tattles on you for a goosing. And you ain't supposed to trick people out of things like a bag of potato chips or their apple because you have to pretend that you like them even when you don't, and they will be for sure want to hang around you for all day, and you have to douse them with skunk perfume, and sure as God awful, you will be found out because of little crybabies telling, and you ain't supposed to find fun in kicking a pigeon. Even if you're caught, you'll get blamed for stuff you didn't do, even if you blame your brother. Anyway, I know boys that never part their hair or wash their hands and like to swear and smell like the alley and do fun things like this and that, and they aren't really bad boys because they're just a little mischievous, and they weren't bad. And to tell you the truth, I think some of these things define a boy as a man, and sure as all sin follows forgiveness, you ain't ever to look at a girl's behind when you're in church because you could go blind, and because some things you just ain't supposed to do just because, and you do them anyway just because, and there's no other explanation other than just because, and that's a good possibility you could one day grow up and become the president. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.